Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker, and Lobo just got a whole lot more explosive. Right here on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled
Full slate reboot.
Oh, it feels so good to have you back to touch my knuckles to your knuckles. Boom, blow it up. You guys see what I did there with the explosive thing? Because Michael Bay,
I liked it. I giggled.
Explosions.
Adam taught me this a long time ago as I was a young broadcaster, that it's not cool to point out when you do something cool, and it's not cool to say when you're segueing or transitioning or when you made a joke. And I just failed that rule. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I have learned the lessons, I swear.
Yeah. That's good, but it's good to know that they're absorbing on some level.
On some level. I was going into today thinking, we don't have that much to talk about. And then, holy crapamola, holy guacamole, holy crapola.
Transformers.
All of the Transformers. Guys, we've got a lot to talk about today. I'm Roxy Stryer, which means that I'm not Johnny LaQuasto, although I wish, because I believe he's on, like, some southernmost point of something, doing something.
Is he still out of the country?
He's never in the country anymore. But I get confused. He's either doing something very good for somebody, mm-hmm. or he's working.
Right.
Like, either all of his blood is being drained, or he's doing something else. I'm also not Mike Kalinowski, who's probably doing some really cool mission thing as well. And recently I've been saying I'm not Adam Gertler, but that's because Adam Gertler is here himself after being gone for a little bit. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
We missed you.
Unfortunately, I'm a little under the weather today. I got hit with, like, apparently there's a 24 or 48 hour flu going on.
Congratulations, you are the lucky winner.
Yeah, I definitely won. It's like, you know, one of those things where it's like you're not sure if you're sick and you're like, am I? Yeah. Am I just? And like you just keep falling down or sitting down or fluids are coming out of all ends and everything like that. Hey guys, hope you're hungry.
I'm feeling great about sitting on this side of the table right about now.
Oh, boy. But we had some things to talk about today and that were reported by reputable news sources, so I feel like we could talk about them. And they kind of involve that new brand, that sort of Elseworldy like label that Warner Brothers is looking into. So that's it's interesting. Interesting stuff.
I agree. Next to him, Elena, bring the painter, Jordan.
Yes, that's my new full name.
I said that you're like a Minnie Mouse today, but a lot cooler. You've got the polka dots on the skirt. People can't see. But she's a lot more bring the painter full than Minnie herself.
Thank you.
I like this fist.
We
kind of came to a consensus about Batmanthony. Yes.
Batmanthony! In the booth.
I'm so sorry. I want to give credit to somebody for this.
I want to just call him Boothmanthony, though, but that's not quite as cool.
That's not Batmanthony.
Well, it's a take on Batman.
No. Boothman is not a take on Batman. That's just like a take on all the men. So hi Batmanthony in there. Is it as cool as Antmanthony?
You know what? Let's work with what we got. I like Batmanthony.
What was that, Batmanthony?
I think it's just as cool because I can do this voice now, and I'll forever be Batmanthony for you guys.
Thank you.
Does your Batmanthony almost have like a slightly British accent?
It might. I'm not sure. I just hate this voice right now.
It's like kind of
hanging out with Alfred a little too much.
He's getting
a little Madonna.
That's pretty amazing.
Just comes back with a slight accent.
I love it. Thanks for that, guys. Appreciate including Batmanthony. All right, let's get into this. Lobo.
Yeah.
Adam, is that a I'm sick face or is that a I can't believe this is actually happening face?
I kind of can't believe this is actually happening face because what worries me about this news is like we once again heard about the new rejiggering of the executive shuffle. And is this like the first announcement coming down the pike? I mean, a Lobo film has been in development for the better part of a decade.
Right.
Lobo was super popular. Yeah, Lobo was super popular in the mid to late 90s. He kind of was like DC's answer to Wolverine for a while, mm-hmm. You know, with his main man and his whole attitude and all this. And it's cool. I have no faith in Michael Bay. And like, it might make
in
a great
general
film.
Or no faith in him in a Lobo film?
In general, I mean, I've heard people like his army film, but doing a giant spectacle, getting on the same page, I mean, I guess, you know, and they were talking about like these sort of, you know, new kind of DC films being like more creator focus. So that means that, like, you're giving Michael Bay the reins. And, like, look at what he did with Turtles. Look at what he did with Transformers, two beloved properties that made money. But I personally...
You mean nailed them and did them perfectly?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't agree with that. Like, and I don't want to tell anybody what to believe, and I am a little sick, but I do not like those movies. I know some people say, like, I like the Transformers. I don't like any of those Transformers, and I collected them until it was way too late for me to be collecting Transformers.
Yesterday.
I was obsessed with the Transformers to the point that there actually was a spinoff of the Transformers where there were female Transformers, and one of them was named Elena.
No way!
After you.
It was after me. And then they were like, actually, they're... shapeshifter aliens. They're not real Transformers. And I'm like, Transformers are often also shapeshifter aliens.
So, and where do you fall into the Bayformers films?
This is the thing. I know that the bike will be cool. His space bike will look cool because Michael Bay will focus all of his attention on the space bike and not on the actual story. But the fact that the story is being rewritten now to fit Michael Bay's specifications is what makes me nervous.
And according to Xeno Hour in the chat role, to reduce the budget, which could cost around $200 million, which sounds right.
How do you guys feel about this being described as our answer to Deadpool?
Well, I think the best thing about Deadpool was probably the writing, getting the tone of it. So that's probably the thing that makes me the most nervous. Like, I think it will look spectacular, but anybody that had complaints about Zack Snyder films, it's usually not that they don't look awesome. You know, so this makes me really nervous because I don't know if it's him that does the writing, but like his, he doesn't seem to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't get it.
I will say Jason Fuchs did well with Wonder Woman. So the only issue now, though, is that he didn't like the first draft. And Michael Bay is saying, I'm not going to take Jason's version of it as it is. I will only go into negotiations after the rewrite. And the fact that it's being rewritten for Michael Bay, when I'm like, you know, maybe we should just let the person who wrote a good movie continue to write good movies.
Oh, Johnny McQuasto is in the chat room and says, greetings from snowy-ass Indiana, which is in the southern part of Indiana, I believe. I was in snowy-ass a few years ago. I could be wrong.
Yeah, snowy-ass has got to be in the bottom, I think. Johnny, go say hi to my sister in Indiana. And also, I told everybody you were in the south of the continent, of the world, of the country. I don't remember where I said in the south of.
I also don't think Bay likes this kind of material. Like, well, I listen to him, he doesn't seem like a fan of this kind of stuff.
Like you said about Snyder, I've been drawing a lot of comparisons to the two of them, my brain too, because they both are visual directors. They both care so much about that. And it just seems weird to me for DC to be like, Snyder was the problem, let's go to Bay. How about we go to a storyteller? Because I feel like that's what we need right now. Like, I honestly would feel very comfortable if we went to a documentarian. Or somebody who's just like gets it in the nitty gritty and is like, let's follow this story, as opposed to going to somebody who's like, I care about explosions.
I
don't know.
I feel like you could also have somebody who does explosions and does visuals. Go to like an Edgar Wright. Like, let's see like a little bit of, you know, cool. Yeah, cool visuals, but it all is to facilitate the story. And I feel like Michael Bay is just, these are cool visuals to facilitate merchandise sales.
Ginger in the chat says the difference between the two is that Zach actually liked the characters.
I believe that with all my soul. I think Zach wanted to bring a different element, a different take on them. And then some people will contend that it wasn't the right take, but he came from a place of love for the material. Certainly.
Do you think having that kind of love for the material, though, translates into having stronger work?
Not always. Some directors know how to do it right. Like, this whole idea of, like, how he deconstructed these heroes, it was not a great way to be introduced. It was not a great way to build the DC Universe from the ground. We love the Dark Knight Returns, but Dark Knight Returns only works because it's an Elseworld based on a continuity that we had for 50 years at that point, or 40 years at that point. You know, that came out in the mid-80s, and it was an answer. So that was deconstructing Batman, and it was the baddest-ass story of all time. But now they've picked apart the Dark Knight Returns and sold it for parts and reused it in every iteration. And, like, we need a baseline. We need a baseline for these characters, and then we could take them off into different places.
When do you think, realistically, we would even be talking about seeing this film?
2020?
I think 2021.
2021?
Yeah, I think, I think 2021 at least, because they've got...
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. I think we're years and years away. I also think that... right now comparing this to the Deadpool. We don't even know what is happening. Is this script necessarily going to be R-rated? I think probably.
I think most likely.
But maybe not. Because I mean, for we a story about a man who
killed
like.
Every single member of his entire race to then go hang out on a bike and like collect bounty in space.
Many characters do outrageous things, and you see them in PG films all of the time. Yes. I just saw a screening of Peter Rabbit. You would be surprised how many things happen in that kind of movie.
But you don't think, oh yeah, Peter Rabbit the badass. I can't wait to see what they do with Peter Rabbit. Like with Lobo, though, it's like if it's not R-rated, then it's because there's missed opportunities.
I wouldn't be surprised if Aquaman killed every single person he ever came in path with based on this guy crushing beers across their heads.
The Aquaman thing, it's just like seems so on the right track because of what the films that Juan has done. And like, I'm so excited for the next three films, actually. The ones that we know about, the sequel to Wonder Woman, Shazam. I mean, people are going to know what this symbol means. They're not going to be like, your flash, lightning bolt is too fat.
Your flash is weird, man. Yeah, you have a weird flash on your shirt.
Shut up, Billy.
They're not going to say that. We're going to get to some Shazam stuff in a minute, but we had another piece of news dropped today.
That Johnny LaCosta is in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you should go see him?
That was what it was.
Okay. That was
Wait,
it.
Johnny, are you performing? Tell us.
He can't answer you.
He can't?
I mean, he could type, but you're not going to hear anything.
Wow, good point.
You know.
But, thank you.
Very,
you
very
know
smart.
How computers work.
This was a piece of information I was very much so not expecting today. And I don't even know if we can call it information as much as speculation. Joaquin Phoenix is in early talks to play the Joker in Todd Phillips' Joker, the origin movie. This is something. This is
a
something
very
that's happening.
Successful meeting.
A lot of people are confused because they're asking, does this mean Jared Leto just lost a job? I think that it has nothing to do with Jared Leto and his job and his universe. This is a completely separate thing. Regardless of this specific movie or how it ties in, how do you guys feel about Joaquin Phoenix being a Joker of any iteration?
I mean, I think Joaquin Phoenix can be anything. Everything we've heard him rumored about, I was excited for. Doctor Strange, all day long. Batman, give it to me. Joker, I think he's so much fun to watch. He's a dynamic actor. I think he's only gotten better since Gladiator. I freaking love him. It's just one of those things. I don't know if I can get excited about this project because I don't know what it is. And I hate all these like Krypton without Superman, Gotham without Batman. I'm sick of it. It doesn't work for me. So that being said, Todd Phillips is a great filmmaker. Joaquin is a great actor. It might be the best movie in the world, just like Venom with Tom Hardy might be. But I don't know what that movie is.
I could not agree more. Elena, any other follow-ups
on that? I feel like I get more excited about writers at this point because the issue with DC has never been really... I mean, I won't say has never been casting because Leto, I know there was a huge backlash for, but I think we also didn't see his full range. We didn't see his full performance because the
Leto
movie
would
was
agree with
edited
you.
By a trailer house.
Yeah.
So, you know, you didn't get the full... You didn't get a story arc. And I feel like this movie could be really good if they have a solid story. But if they're saying we have a really good actor, he'll carry the whole thing and we'll use that instead of or as a crutch for a potentially really solid storyline. I don't want to see just like a reiteration of, hey, don't forget, we also have Gotham too.
Right.
Watch it.
The rumor right now says that this would be set in the 80s and it would be like the rise of the Joker. So I'm assuming they're going to Killing Joke for some of that story.
Yeah.
That's the only Joker origin I can think of, right?
And I love Killing Joke, but it's, I don't know. I feel like, I also feel like timing wise, they're doing a lot of Joker and Harley Quinn things right now that they're kind of almost inundating.
Mm-hmm.
Without having it be cohesive.
I'm
and that's super the issue that I have.
On Harley Quinn's trajectory in the DCU right
well,
now.
Because
I'm
they
very
keep
confused.
I feel like the comics the animated films are the ones that are most adhering to the actual comic storyline, and I know we'll get into some of that later, but I feel like as far as the cinematic universe goes, they're looking at it from the perspective of marketing and of merchandise and of costumes and of what will people buy that will offset the film as well, instead of make a solid movie with a solid storyline that then you can do offshoots of and you can build off of.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you guys think about this? Scion in the chat saying, going back to Joaquin Phoenix, I wish he was playing a character in the DCEU rather than play Joker in Elseworld.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I just think he's so much fun to watch.
He so makes you want such... him in our universe. You don't want him to stand
I mean,
alone.
I think he'll be great. It's an interesting story to take like a guy who's basically an innocent trying to do well for his family and making that transformation. It's your classic Michael Corleone transformation. I mean, clearly... that there is a story to tell there. So it's like, again, it's one of those things, like, it might be the most amazing film, but it's like, when we're waiting to get new announcements and like, all right, guys, how are we recovering from this Justice League debacle? What's the plan? And you're hearing this stuff, it's like, you know, it's
like... the timing just is off. It seems like they're just going, okay, well, let's grab all the characters that we have and just go, here you go.
Yeah, they're scared of doubling down on Superman. Like, they really don't want to do a Superman movie again. They're scared. They're terrified. They, you know,
I get why though.
I hear you. I hear. Zeno Hour was just saying like, all right, well, he's doing Lobo, so it's not like as big a risk. And I kind of agree. It's like, yeah, I'm not. It's not like he announced that he was doing a Superman or a Batman movie, and then I'd be like yelling and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, all right, doesn't make me psyched for it, and I hope I'm wrong. That's all I can say at this point.
You're going back to Lobo. Not
going back to Lobo. Going back to this, I would be more excited for this because I like Todd Phillips and I like Joaquin Phoenix. I still don't know what that movie is. And I, you know, I just the prequel stuff is just not feeling it so much.
A couple other comments in the chat. You guys are on fire today. I love you. Jeremy Ledger, Joaquin Phoenix is Harvey Dent / Two-Face.
Yeah,
that would
be cool. Anything. The guy is great.
Or anything. Yeah. A lot of people are agreeing with him, which as we are at this table.
Her? He's so great in Her. I mean, like, the guy is just
Yeah, but somebody tweeted at us today being like, anybody else having a problem picturing a guy who basically makes love to Siri as the Joker? And I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's a clever joke, but... yeah, I mean,
I can tell you did not think it was a clever joke.
Again, the humor. My I'm really sick today. This is me trying as hard as I can.
As a comedian, that's always the response you want: is someone to go, "Yeah, that's a clever joke."
I see your process.
What's interesting is both of these stories about our first story about Lobo getting the Michael Bay treatment, and our second story about Joaquin Phoenix being the standalone Joker. I have not heard one person be like, "Yes,
yeah,
yes, this is what I've always wanted."
Like, you know who's probably really not like that now is like Jared Leto.
He's
like,
yeah.
He's like,
it does feel like a kick in the nuts. It does really feel like.
I sent rats to people.
Yes. I sent rats and dirty used condoms to them. Yeah, what more do you want from me?
I used the condoms myself and sent them to people.
I still don't think he did. I think he did.
Probably had a PA do it.
I wonder with the Me Too movement, if that came out today, how that would be perceived. A whole different question. Bye, Johnny in the chat, who's going off to his show. Go see him if you guys are in
the... Break all the legs, Johnny.
Bum crap, Indiana? What's it called?
Snowy Ass.
Snowy Ass. Fort Wayne. Snowy Ass, Fort Wayne. All right, guys, moving on. Shazam! Yeah. We got a synopsis, and...
Shazam!
Every time we talk about the show on air, I'm like, I can't believe... Adam, sitting here with you, I feel like 4 years ago, maybe it was 3.5 years ago, we were like, this is the little engine that never will. Like, it just did not seem like it was ever going to happen. And now we have a freaking synopsis.
We do. We do have a synopsis. And Dwayne Johnson is a producer of this film, too.
Yeah.
I mean...
But we'll not be in it, though.
I feel like he'll probably show up at the end or something, or a post-credits or something like that. I have good faith in Shazam being like, that might work.
Should we read the synopsis out loud, or should we leave it to the imagination?
Yes.
Should I put on an accent?
Yeah, pick whatever one. You like.
You guys pick one. Pick a voice, any voice.
Old-timey radio announcer.
All right, then. We all have a superhero inside us. It just takes a bit of magic to bring it out. In Billy Batson's... which is Asher Angel's case, by shouting out one word, Shazam. The streetwise 14-year-old foster kid can turn into the adult superhero Shazam, Levi, courtesy of an ancient wizard. Still a kid at heart, inside a Rick God-like body, Shazam reveals in his adult version of himself by doing what any teen would do with superpowers, Have fun with them. That is so corny. Can he fly? Does he have X-ray vision? Can he shoot lightning out of his hands? Can he skip his social studies test? Shazam sets out to test the limits of his abilities with the joyful recklessness of a child. But he'll need to master these powers quickly in order to fight the deadly forces of evil controlled by Dr. Thaddeus Savanna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, solid.
Yeah, buddy. Nope. Did this get you guys super excited for Shazam?
It didn't really give us that much new information, but
I think it gave us zero new
information. I feel like you're going to get the Marvel family with this, or the Shazam family. Like, I feel like we're going to get, like, the Mary Marvel or whatever, like, Captain Marvel Jr., all the other ones. That worries me.
I don't think we're allowed
to
call them that anymore.
No, they're not.
They sold the entity.
Yes.
Now only Brie Larson. Brie Larson's going to pop up and be like, actually, I'm Captain Marvel.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes. Who, we've seen her in costume, so now we haven't seen him in costume yet, but
confusing people.
Hopefully this puts an end to the rest, where people keep leaving comments in the chat room being like, they're gonna call him Captain Marvel in the movie. It's like, no, they're not.
They can't. They legally cannot. They sold the rights.
And it would also be very stupid of them to at this point, because I'm gonna say 99% of people don't know that that's the case, and if in a DC film that is what they are referring to Captain Marvel as, people are gonna be like, what is happening? So that, I think, would not be the move. And like you said, they would get very in trouble. And they don't want to waste that money, though. Zachary Levi give us a, I don't want to call it this, but he's calling it this, first look at his costume.
Yeah.
Only you can't see it because he's wearing something over it.
He's got this, like, Jon Snow cloak over it. I'm like, get out of here.
This was kind of clever, I guess. It says, under this cloak, I'm wearing my full Shazam outfit. Jealous? Hashtag first look. Hashtag like a glove. Okay, but you can see his neck, which means that it's shorter than that.
But can you even?
It,
like,
shows,
barely.
It shows part of his neck, guys.
Just, like, barely under his jawline.
Over under on him actually wearing the costume under this, or him just trolling us.
Oh, I think he
totally is.
You really do?
Because that is the look of a man who's going, I am allowed to post.
Or he's the look of a man being like, haha, none of you guys will ever know.
He looks like he's in a production van. I feel like...
Maybe
if he was in if he was in Shazam pajamas, he would just post that and be like, "This is the costume."
Maybe.
Yeah, he wouldn't be like, "Ooh, cloak."
I feel like I would have to look at the picture 7,000 times before posting it, because you would have to be like, "Okay, if somebody lightens this picture, could they see what's under my jacket?"
Right.
If somebody, if you make this black and white, if you do this to this, if you up the contrast, are they going to be able to see?
If somebody has an X-ray filter, then that is more. We need to focus on that more than we need to focus on this costume.
Do it. At least it's not animated.
That's true.
Unless he's not really wearing it, and it's his birthday suit.
And he's just got those dots on his...
that's true.
With nothing else. I don't think that's how mocap works.
Well, you know, and the pajamas.
I am sure. All right, let's move on to Wonder Woman here, guys, because we love us some Wonder Woman, our only movie that everybody can agree on. Wonder Woman, in case you haven't seen it, which, by the way, if you're watching this show, would be the biggest travesty of the century, is coming to HBO and HBO Go. I still do not have a clear understanding of what the difference between those two things are. HBO Go, you could just pay for separately as an app, right?
So, yeah, I have HBO Go, personally. I don't have cable at all, but I have HBO Go.
Well, you can watch this then when it comes, which is actually really cool, and I wonder if it will bring a resurgence to the film, a whole different group of people, available as of February 10th, which, by the way, is the day after tomorrow, so you don't have to wait very long.
It's the day after tomorrow, so it's the Saturday night movie on HBO.
Yes.
That's great. That's a classic slot for people that still get their content like that. That's beautiful.
You can HBO Go watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I like that. I tried to do one of those earlier and it didn't work. I made a pun. I'm just not as good as you.
Your puns are solid.
Also, continuing on the Gal Gadot, Patty Jenkins, Wonder Woman train, this is really cute, actually. This isn't really anything, but Gal Gadot tweeted out for hashtag Female Filmmaker Friday saying, This hashtag female filmmaker Friday post is for the incredible at Patty Jenkins. So much to say about this incredible woman. Not only an admirable storyteller, she is a wonderful leader, not afraid to literally get into the trenches. Lucky to call her a collaborator, friend, sister in film. Really adorable that she tweeted that out with this collage of pictures, and then Patty responded. So yeah, it was almost like we were reading their text conversation, but on Twitter. Oh, my dear collaborator, friend, sister, and true partner, thank you so much. Working with you and watching your skills, bravery, and heart every day is a highlight of my life, and I can't wait for more every day. It's like, what the F is cuter than that? What is cuter than that?
I love them so much.
They're adorable.
Do you think that they text that to each other just, like, all day?
Probably.
I love you. No, I love you. No, you're so great. No, you're more so brave. You're the best. That was an exciting chain for me to read. I love following Patty on Twitter. She's, like, the most positive person in the world. She's
so positive, and she just loves her fans and loves her work and everyone with her so much.
She's a good ambassador. She's
amazing.
She's one of the good voices that they have over there at WB right now.
Speaking. She's a real Wonder Woman.
We'll take her.
Now that they kind of sealed that deal, she's just, like, talking it up.
Yeah.
Interesting also when it comes to Wonder Woman, their Blu-rays are selling very well. According to this list from the-numbers.com, the Blu-rays are selling at number 35 for all-time best-selling Blu-ray titles United States.
Yeah.
That's so impressive now because nobody buys Blu-rays anymore. It's very like the impressive overall sale of that industry. It's like there's only some 10-pole films that really move crazy amounts of units like that. So it's selling more than BVS.
Also on the list is BVS at number 45, so 10 spots below. And according to this, number 37 is The Dark Knight, although there is a note it tells me to see, which I haven't seen, about that. It says C-note next to it.
Oh, we'll check that.
Oh, sales for The Dark Knight are therefore incomplete because sales are estimates for sales since July 21st, 2009, when Blu-ray sales tracking started. So
there was more that was sold prior that they did not track.
Well, only on that one, which says C-note, all of the rest of them are all things that have taken place since then.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, but oh my God, Guardians of the Galaxy at number 9. The Avengers at number 5. Mm-hmm. Guess what number 1 is?
Titanic.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, there you go. Oh, Frozen. Makes sense.
Does it?
It does, because of everybody who bought those as presents that year that was like, oh, you're a child. You'll like this.
I guess.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot is going to be working with Tomb Raider trainer for Wonder Woman 2. Because what this woman needs is to get even more frickin' amazing and gorgeous.
That's like, interesting. So I guess she must have saw some what Alicia Vikander is looking like in Tomb Raider.
So I'm confused because anytime I hear anybody say her name, it's Alicia Vikander. But when I hear her say her own name, it's like Alicia Vikander or something. It's kind of like the Gal Gadot issue again,
I think that's all over again. Yeah, I would never say it like that. It would just sound weird.
Like if you Alicia just start saying Alicia or whatever it is. Yeah, but girl is ripped.
Yeah.
And she looks bomb in this movie. I'm excited.
How awesome is the name Magnus Ligdback, too? As a trainer, you're like, hi, I'm your trainer. My name is Magnus Ligdback. And you're like, oh, it's about to be real.
That is so legit. Like, you couldn't write that better. Magnus.
Yeah.
A superhero name in real life. That's amazing.
The only better name is the guy that plays the mountain on Game of Thrones. I think he's actually named Thor.
Is that true?
I believe so. He's like somebody the strongest in the chat, man.
Tell us.
Yes.
That's freaking amazing.
I have
amazing.
A friend named Thor who looks exactly like Thor, the comic book character.
If you're going to be named Thor, you best pull it off.
I need to know that. I feel like I can never tell anymore with Adam's sarcasm if he's messing with me or if that is a true thing.
No, it's true.
No, I think that's true.
They birthed him as Thor?
Yeah, and that mother must have had some serious hips because that's a very big baby.
That's a common Norwegian name, too, though.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's like Jesus or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know anybody named Thor.
It's Norse mythology.
That is very cool. The Wonder Woman sequel, guys, seems to be moving forward, and it received a new working title. I know that Elena loves both working titles, trick titles, and all of that stuff. It's being referred to as Magic Hour.
Magic Hour.
I love it.
Which is usually referred to as a time of shooting, a time of day when the light is perfect.
Yeah.
Around dusk, I believe.
Like, if you want to take new headshots, you've got to go at Magic Hour.
Yep.
Got to go then.
Some people are implying that this could indicate that Cersei, the Wonder Woman villain that goes back to the 40s, could be the villain, like implying that there's going to be some magic going on here in the sequel.
And who knows if that's true or not, but I love that people are speculating. I love that it does, but also they could have just picked. Sometimes there is rhyme and reason. And sometimes there it's
Fiona's
not.
Tale, and you're like, well, there you go.
Exactly. I still don't understand that one.
That's the only one I don't get.
Do you think we're going to get back to Themyscira in the second film, especially since she was told that she can't go back, which I don't understand why.
It seemed to me by the time we got to Justice League that she had not gone back.
Yeah,
I don't know if it would make sense.
I don't think why? She goes
but
back.
We could go back,
how come
maybe.
Steppenwolf is allowed to go there. Yeah.
But we could go back and we could see things, possibly.
I mean,
but
how come
Chris
Pine is allowed to go there?
We may have flashbacks that show us back there, but I don't think she physically goes back there. I think, I'm with you, Roxy, that we will see that as an audience, potentially. Yeah. I think that would be the prequel I'd be all about if they would just even called it Back to Themyscira. I'm like, just stay on the island and let me just hang out with you guys.
What if we did a Back to the Future meets Wonder Woman movie and we...
What?
Yeah.
Adult we gotta Diana go 88 miles to the island.
Oh, boy.
That would be amazing.
In the invisible jet.
Start it right now. This is actually my favorite story of the week, which is surprising to you guys maybe, but I think it's hysterical how open he is with what an absolute disaster this turned into and why he regrets it. Joel Kinnaman regrets letting Will Smith tattoo him on set with the word squad, obviously spelled with that K-A-W-D on his arm. This is who could have predicted that letting Will Smith tattoo you on set was a bad idea? Saying squad spelled wrong massively on your inner arm. Who knew?
He wasn't even upset with the tattoo, though. That's the thing, is that he didn't regret having it done. He regretted having Will Smith do it. Because even after, in 2015 when he did it, he was like, Will Smith is awful at this.
He says, you know, don't let a 47-year-old man without his reading glasses tattoo you. That is the life lesson, especially when you have a very talented wife. This is part of the story that I didn't realize, that
Cleo Watenstrom.
Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
His wife is one of the most, like, acclaimed tattoo artists. Like, Cleo Watenstrom is one of the top tattoo artists. Like, she does amazing work. And then Will Smith just...
Oh, my God.
But it's funny because
he must have come home and she was probably like,
Are you kidding me? God, it was so funny, though, because he even put, like, when he first... The actual Instagram quote was, I got my hashtag squad tattoo, smiley face. Will has many talents. Tattooing is not one of them. It was like watching a drunk baby fly a helicopter. Hashtag Harley's Tattoo Parlor.
Things you don't want to hear after getting tattooed.
You know, but what Will Smith is really good at, though, I hear he's actually a great cook. And part of the reason he is such a good cook is he uses the number one leading meal delivery kit in the country, which is also known as Blue Apron.
I knew it.
It's true. This is true. And a lot of people... They hear about Blue Apron, they think they know about it, but they're not really aware of the kind of meals that you're making. Like, you're not just, like, slapping together burgers and fries. That's not to say that you wouldn't have a burger, but you'd be making a short rib burger with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun, or a seared steak and thyme pan butter sauce, mashed potatoes, green beans with crispy shallot.
Oh, yum.
I say shallot because I'm fancy.
That is fancier than shallots.
It gives you the ingredients already portioned, so these meals can be made, all said and done, within 45 minutes. That does not include your Instagram photo time, people. You're going to want to take them sexy food pics, and that's on your own time. But if you got to get that meal done inside that hour frame, trust me, because you don't have to break down a whole head of garlic. It gives you the two-headed garlics. It gives you how many pats of butter you're going to need. You could do a two-person plan. You could do a family meal plan. You could do a wine plan if you don't want to eat and you just like the liquid diet because you want to get your swilly swill on.
Which doesn't matter. All the time.
Big swilly style.
So if you go to blueapron.com, please check out the recipes that they got going now, and you don't have to get just what they give you. You can mix and match that. You want to go vegetarian for the week? Go veggie. You know, I will say this. I have received a meal code. I have done the Blue Apron, and some of you may know me. I've hosted shows on Food Network. I consider myself like a pretty capable cook, all right? These meals are great. I was able to bust these meals out in good time. And once you know them, then you can improvise on those themes. It's a great way to learn how to cook. There's convenience, there's variety, there's flexibility. There's 12 recipes each week. That's what I was telling you. It's relatable and real. Okay? It's delicious. So.
And nutritious.
What we're going to do. Because you don't believe me. You're like, they gave this guy this thing to read. Why am I going to believe him? He's got a big, fat Flash logo. He doesn't even know what the Flash logo looks like. Well, I'll tell you this. Blue Apron is going to give you $30 off your first order. $30.
Amazing. Whoa.
All you got to do is go to blueapron.com, put a slash in there, and then put movie news. One word, movie news. So check out this week's menu. Get your $30 back. / movie news. blueapron.com/movie news. Blue Apron.
It's delicious. That's all you guys
need. A better way to cook.
Done.
It's good.
I love my Blue Apron. I really, really do. All right, transitioning back into...
Will Smith did not endorse that copy. I just need to be transparent about that.
And who knows if he actually can cook. Have you had a Will Smith meal ever before?
No, but I would imagine that...
Will Smith probably has a private chef.
Yeah, if he can rap.
This one, okay, going back to this. This kind of...
Ryan Rabideau wanted to point out that that was a bad transition, Adam. Once again, I'm very under the weather today, and I'm sure you have 10 better transitions, Ryan. Just
I thought you nailed it.
Email those good. To me as soon as you can.
Let's talk about, which is always a happy subject, about Heath Ledger. Who came out that he had planned to return as the Joker after Dark Knight. So apparently this is something that had come out a while ago in Australia, but us being Americans, who we think we're the smartest and we couldn't possibly learn anything else from any other country, we didn't get wind of it till now because we're not watching other people's stuff because we suck. What just happened? What was that weird trend?
I remember this, though, from like last year that they did release this a little bit. I feel like now it's just people have taken a different take on it because when the movie was coming out, the documentary was coming out, she was promoting it, talking to his sister,
right?
Was saying that, basically saying, trying to off-put the initial speculation that it was a suicide and that she was saying this was an accident.
Right,
overdose.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because he was so happy and we talked. And then people are now saying, oh, that is indicative of him saying he wanted to do a sequel. But she doesn't actually ever say he said he wanted to reprise.
Here's what
the
she
role.
Did say, though. She said, I spoke to him the night before he died and we were laughing and joking. And then later on she says, he was so proud of what he had done in Batman. I know he had plans for another Batman. He loved working with Chris Nolan and Christian Bale and Gary Oldman. He just had the best time ever doing that film. When he came home at Christmas, he couldn't wait to tell us about it. And he was doing the voice and laughing, showing me all the rushes. We had a great time. So he did say, she said that he said he had plans for another Batman.
But it wasn't like a, now people are saying, oh, this confirms this is a set in stone thing, that this was going to be a recurring character and the main focus was going to be about him.
Which could mean that they were doing flashbacks and that he was haunting Batman's visions. It could mean a lot of different things.
He passed away before they even went into pre-production film. So who knows what Nolan had in mind. But I always took it as like he's in jail, he's in Arkham, and Batman has to go to him, and he's behind bars. Like, I didn't imagine that he would be the main villain, but I imagine, like, a Hannibal Lecter-type situation, and then maybe he escapes at the end or something like that.
Because
like,
why not? Because he was the best villain of all time. So if you have him, then you use him.
He's the GOAT, man.
Yeah, he really is.
He is. It was great.
Gold standard.
But I like hearing this story because, like, you know, there was all those rumors, like, oh, no, the Joker, like, he went into this dark place with the Joker, and, like, I don't know if all that is true.
The truth is we'll never know. The photos of him doing his like skateboarding tricks while he's dressed as the Joker and just like living it up, and it wasn't like a thing where he was so method. They even showed that when they stopped rolling, he became Heath again and was like, oh, I'm having so much fun, we're on Batman, we're on the set of Batman. So it just seemed like it is unlikely that that would be something that would affect him to that degree, but you never know.
Let's move on to Deadpool, which doesn't seem like it's about to be a DC topic, but they took a nice little shot at Justice League. Everybody's getting their licks in about Mustache Gate. I'm curious.
We mustache you about it.
Ha ha ha. Batmanthony, did they talk about this on Marvel Movie News about the shot at DC at all with the Justice League mustache?
Unfortunately, they didn't because the trailer came out after the show had aired.
Wow, that's the first time that we get to talk about a Marvel thing before they do. Suck it. Just kidding. We love you guys.
Well, you know what?
We'll CGI it in later.
I thought it was hilarious. I think DC, did the best job making fun of itself in Lego Batman this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love when Ryan Reynolds was talking about the green or animated suit in the first movie.
So good.
It's great. And then when I saw the video of that person with a $500 computer erasing the mustache.
Yeah.
And it looked so much better. I mean, I know it's not moving and all that, but oh man.
I know exactly what you mean. I think it's all in good fun. I hope that nobody took this too personally. Like, I know that sometimes when you're working on a project, you can get touchy about this and get insulted with things that are, like, just supposed to be jokes. And I haven't heard anything, but...
No, nobody can take anything Deadpool says too seriously.
Henry Cavill's like, very funny, Ryan.
Yeah, I like, almost ever wish that Henry Cavill would come out.
What a clever joke.
Mm-hmm. What, so funny. I laughed.
That's so light funny, amused. Ryan.
I laughed so
did you
hard
see,
my mustache started
did you see
waving.
Superman beating on little Tom Cruise, though, in that trailer for Mission Impossible?
I saw Henry Cavill beating on Tom Cruise.
Yeah. He looks like a beast.
That, I will say, during the Super Bowl when that trailer played, I was underwhelmed. Watching it again, it's badass.
Yeah.
And Henry Cavill looks dope.
He just
and
looks
I'm
so, gigantic,
so glad that his stash is there. And that's their movie. They needed it. Whatever. James Wan, so, guys. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, did you want to read the quote from the actual trailer?
Oh,
what they actually said was when he breaks the fourth wall. Release. When the actual ass, Dale.
Oh.
Why are the visual effects not done? The comic book character ass. It's a metal arm. It's not like we're trying to remove a mustache.
Yeah, there's like green screen on the arm.
So Zing. Funny.
Okay, going on to James Wan, who I feel like people hang on everything these people say, like any little bit. James Wan hints at a classic look for supervillain Black Manta in Aquaman. Like, is that actually what James Wan
kind
is
of a little
doing?
Bit?
Perhaps as he's talking about the helmet. So there's a picture. With a caption. And I never know with these pictures anymore if this was... It was on Twitter, but maybe it was on Instagram too. And then they have these other apps that I don't know about because they're cooler than me. Doing voice looping. Hey, why are you talking into a trash can? Oh, right. Fancy way of simulating the inside of a certain large helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole...
Yes.
But it's a hilarious photo of him holding up the trash can next to the mic... speaking into
the picture was hysterical.
That's funny.
Who knows
if
this is real, not like who knows what's happening here, but I enjoyed it and I enjoy it.
I think it's definitely real. They do that a lot, but to say that we now know because that there is reference to a helmet that it's going to be exactly the one from the comics,
exactly.
It's like, all right,
so now I guess we can start to play the fun game. How long before we get the Aquaman trailer? I mean, obviously the solo trailer was much later than normal. We're inside of a year. We're into the second month. I mean, we have some big comic book movies coming out, and probably not for Black Panther.
When is WonderCon?
WonderCon is next month. It's March 23rd through 26th.
And then Comic-Con's in July.
In July.
I feel like March. Chatroll, what do you guys think? What do you think?
I don't think that they would release it at WonderCon.
It's too small?
Yeah, I don't think it's big enough.
And totally, Comic-Con is going to be your
second trailer. Right.
Yeah, that's going to be the second one.
Too much closer.
I think they're just going to release it online. It's going to be a marketing. I don't think that it's going to be a set.
What other Warner Brothers movies do we have around then that might be big enough to put it in front of?
Oh, March, Xeno Hour. I like your call. March with Ready Player One.
That's
Ready Player One.
That's a Warner Brothers?
That would be good. I don't know. Let's see.
Is it? I know, it's like so
many
properties.
Did you guys read it?
I loved it, yes.
Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Yes.
I listened to it.
I read
in
it.
In y'all ears?
I audibled it.
Yeah,
the only thing that makes me sad is that Steven Spielberg is taking out all the references to himself.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man.
Whatever. I would keep myself the hell out of
it. I know.
But it would be a little self-indulgent for people who don't realize that at that point.
Tomb Raider's WB and Ready Player One. So one of those for sure.
And
a lot of people
are saying
Comic-Con, but... I don't know.
I think
first
the second
look,
one.
Second.
Comic-Con is going to be second.
And I don't think even it's going to be second full. It will probably be
teaser.
Mm-hmm. Teaser trailer, which now I don't even know the distinction between what is a trailer and what's a teaser trailer. Some of the teaser trailers are just as long as some of the trailers. Like 2-minute teaser trailer, and it's like, what? Aren't you just a trailer? Speaking of time, I love where you're going with this.
Guys,
let me tell you about my friend Movement. And by my friend, I mean these amazing watches and sunglasses we have. Actually, Elena has hers with her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And Adam has an amazing watch, too. I have one at home, and I've got one on the way. Movement Watches. So it's spelled MVMT, but it's pronounced Movement. And we love this company.
Who needs vowels?
That's so true. It's these two guys vowels who basically vowels do waste time. And we don't have time to waste. We always need to know what time it is too.
But you technically always have time on your hands with Movement Watches.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. These two guys were like, listen, we love nice things. We do not have $500 to spend on a nice watch. How many times have you said that to yourself? Like, I want something that's amazing, but I don't want to spend $500 on it.
When I was in college, almost weekly, I'm like, the only thing preventing me from scoring with these fine college ladies is my wrist candy. I got no wrist game. I got no timepiece. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and these watches are in the 100-something dollar range, so that is so much better. And I know a lot of you fellas out there have been slacking and know that Valentine's Day is right around the corner and you have not figured out what you are getting yet. So let me tell you something. This is approved by all three of us at the table. So man or woman, buying for man or woman, we love these Movement watches. Some of them have white face, gold face, black fit, like all these different color faces and different bands.
Black face,
yeah, but of the watches, you know what I'm talking about. Nah, rosé. Yep, the faces of the watch come in all different colors and the bands and the medals and all of that. They are absolutely gorgeous. Movement is now offering custom Valentine's Day boxes featuring a watch and bracelet. And just like their watches, these beautiful bracelets come in a variety of finishes and styles, like I was just telling you guys about. So what's really cool is that you can get 15% off today with free shipping, which you know is our favorite thing, and free returns. Not that you're going to need it.
Is this on watches or glasses or either?
This is on Movement. This is on all everything they got. 15% off today. Bill? 15% off that bill by going to MVMT.com/DC Movie. So go to MVMT.com/DC Movie for your 15% off. We love them. We know you will too. Get ready to join the movement. Speaking of time.
Oh,
I think it's getting to be
time.
Yes,
it's time for
Roxy Stryer's TV time.
All the girls think Johnny's fine. Adam's cooking so divine.
Why, thank you.
So Mikey, Christmas time. DC movie news. It's time to talk TV time.
Adam, you've been gone.
Oh, I have been.
And I haven't gotten to hear. How you feeling about Black Lightning, my friend?
In the street, Black Lightning!
How cool is that? Every time.
Yeah. I like the show a lot. It seems like a little bit more of a mature CW show, but it's still a CW show.
Yeah.
I love the premiere. I love the third episode. I think I'm one behind. The awkward
the dinner part. Yeah.
Even before, when he
virginity?
Confronts.
Oh.
When he confronts the kid, ask him about the showering.
Where do you shout wash first?
Oh,
your
oh my
feet
god!
Into everything.
I was cringing. Yes. That was exactly what that scene was supposed to do. I love that he's like an older guy with the family and everything. I really love the family dynamic. The reason I usually hate how everybody shows up and has powers on these shows is because they don't develop it. And I love that they're taking time with the daughter developing her powers. Like, take me on the journey and I'll buy it, but don't have 10 people show up and be like, they gave me a costume, I guess I'm out of here. Like, you know.
And then we're going to have developing of the next daughter's powers, too. So we got a long journey to go.
Yeah, and you know what's great? It's a recurring theme of him getting his ass kicked. And he needs help. That's the other thing, is they're making it seem like he could use a hand.
Especially in this past episode, which you will get to, Tobias scares the living shitolas out of me.
Is that like the creepy girl and that dude?
Tobias Whale, the albino.
Oh, yeah. Great swagger that guy has.
Oh, my God.
Tremendous.
Like, one of those people, and I do feel for actors like this because they do book, but like, I cannot picture this man playing a non-villain ever. There's something about him, the way he speaks, I'm like, and maybe he's just that good of an actor, but I'm like, oh my god, you're such a villain. He's incredible. I think a lot of these shows are doing really well right now, actually. Flash, I'm loving what's going on with Barry Allen, and this week.
I'm one behind.
I won't spoil. No spoilers.
But like his whole time in jail, like Elongated Man.
I do too. But we have a development with Elongated Man now that I think is interesting that we have somebody like that on the team. And, okay. I'll spare you with it. But
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to catch up today because I'm going to go home and be sick.
I have theories that he's not going to stick around forever based on... Okay. Some things that he is turning into.
Okay.
Those would be my thought process there. Arrow, to me, is the most whatever show on the CW at this point. Sorry.
I gotta say, I'm more behind on Arrow than other ones. And, like, that's sometimes a good truth-telling thing. It's like, what do you want to watch?
What do you want to watch?
And I caught up on Versace before Arrow.
Oh, I haven't even watched it. How is it?
I kind of like it.
Supergirl's Touch and Go. This was a good week, actually. So those are my... quick recaps on that. Lucifer kills all of them. One of these days, one of you guys will get on Lucifer. Lucifer's the best. Lucifer is like in a faux gay relationship with Cain from Cain and Abel right now. It is a bizarre storyline that they are milking, and I'm loving. It's pretty wonderful.
But How long till Titans?
Oh, wow.
I can't believe we're getting Robin in a show.
I know. It's not for a little bit, though. Although I do believe this doesn't help you at all, but iZombie is coming back in like two weeks. So
I'm so excited about
that. That is definitely exciting. We talked a little bit about the Harley Quinn animated that is coming to the app when that is coming out. So just briefly mentioning that again.
Malice Vunderbar.
Yeah. Yep. I know a lot of you guys are. Are you really excited and going to watch?
I'm so excited. I cannot wait for this one.
And apparently Legends returns on Monday?
Yeah. So remember they're doing that thing with Supergirl where they're swapping?
All right.
Yeah.
So they're taking Supergirl out, which I think Supergirl does need a break.
And Constantine will be back, right? Constantine, when it comes back?
Well, he was there when they left, so maybe they ditched him, but he's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
We'll see in what capacity. Arrow cast a new person. If any of you guys watch Helix, I do not. Her name is Kyra Zagorski. And,
she on Powers? Was she on the show Powers? I watched most of Powers.
She
was on Powers.
I don't know. She was on Helix. She might have just gone to that. That picture might just be from a premiere. But she's a League of Assassins alum with Agenda. So we'll see if she can bring any life back to Arrow for me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be negative about that show, but just...
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm so committed. I'm so many years in.
This is the biggest season, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anthony with Elena's mic today. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on. Okay, this was an article, and we'll end it on this, from IGN. And I love IGN. But the name of the article, I couldn't even write the title of the article in our rundown. I had to change it to a question because this says it as a statement. It says, there are too many DC Comics TV shows. And there is an entire article written by Jesse Sheedine describing why. But in the rundown, I literally couldn't write that, so I said, does DC have too many TV shows? Because I was like, I'm not making this a statement. I'm asking the question. Do you guys think it does?
Well, I know some of the ratings have been dipping. I saw an article about Supergirl being at the lowest point, all-time low.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show.
I guess the question is it enough... I mean, if the amount of shows hurts the overall ratings, are they still making enough money having them and they're happy with that? Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, if they got five shows and they're making X amount in advertising, but overall their ratings are dipping a little bit, but it's better for them to have more. For me, I do think it's a little too much. I'm at the point with content overload just across every platform. And, like, you know, like, I was away for a week, and I'll never catch up.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Like, when you miss 1 week, if you watch as much as we do, you're missing about 30 hours. Mm-hmm. Legitimately. Because I got all my Shonda shows, too. I know you guys think I'm all DC, but I also watch all the Marvel shows and all my girl Shonda shows. And I've got a lot of other things, like all the Netflix shows and everything on HBO. And you know I'm about that Hulu life. So, like, what am I supposed to do when I miss a week of TV?
I want every show to be 12 episodes or less.
Yeah,
I just think it would make better shows, and I totally get why they don't. I understand, like, they invest so much in making the show, and a shorter season makes it more expensive per episode. But you'd have better content. But listen, CW can't argue with their success. They have 698 episodes of Supernatural that still scores higher than than Arrow, higher than Riverdale. I mean, so they just crank that stuff out.
Riverdale's so good.
Riverdale's great.
All right. Anyway.
I gotta say, though, yeah. I feel like part of it well.
What?
She just doesn't know how to say it.
I'll text you guys. I'll put it in the comments.
She'll tweet it out. Speaking of which, that is about all we have time for the show. So, Elena, you can just tell them where they can follow you, and you'll tweet it out to them.
I'm going to say it in yours. You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at that Elena Jordan girl.
And my friend Adam.
Hey, guys. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Adam Gertler, come find me. I will have some very fun things to announce in the coming months.
Yeah, damn, boys doing things.
Good stuff coming up, and I'm going to need all of your support. In the meantime, let's talk about all comic-y fun things. Really loving Doomsday Clock situation. I've had a lot of comic reading time on my hands recently, and so I'm reading a lot of DC, and I'm excited about it. See you soon.
Awesome, and of course, you can find Mike at Mike Kalinowski. Johnny at Jay Quasto, or in Snowy Bumfall?
Snowy Ass Indiana, also known as Fort Wayne.
Snowy Ass Indiana. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer and follow us at DC Movies SK. We love you. Until next week.
Mwah. Mwah.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.